This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betzer with my colleague Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian and for the Philadelphia Inquirer and other distinguished publications. Writing in Forbes, Gene highlights something that is not obvious unless you understand how big business helps small business. J.P. Morgan and artificial intelligence investments. That would be the Mag 7 plus all of their little dwarves that are wandering around making money. It's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Snow White is, by the way, is acted today by NVIDIA, making the super chip that all the future is depending upon. But Gene, how is J.P. Morgan helping us? The solar system's largest bank. What's in it for me,
yeah,
Gene?
So this is, you're right, the solar system's largest bank. There was a great Wall Street Journal interview with a woman there who is heading up J.P. Morgan's AI implementation across the company. And they are leaning into it heavily. They're investing millions in AI. They are rolling out generative AI tools for their customer service people that, you know, instead of them having to like delve into many different databases, they can have a back and forth conversation with their chat bot, their little chat GPT or Grok, because I know you're now a fan of that, that will give them answers to questions, investment research, wealth management advice that they can then share with their, you know, with their customers. And then in addition, they're deploying, you know, agents to actually do tasks on advance, in advance of the customer service agents actually doing it. And yeah, that's going to have an impact on employment. They're trying to be more productive, maybe cut some employees, you know, in the meantime, who knows, but they're investing a lot of money in this. And I, what was telling to me about the interview in the journal was that when asked, you know, where things stand, she's like, well, you know, we're early days yet, you know, we're seeing a lot of progress and we're excited by, you know, where we're going. And she's right, it's early days. And the point of my column was, and again, I'm just giving you the highlights, you can read more details in Forbes, but what J.P. Morgan is doing is they're risking, because they got the money to risk, millions and millions of dollars to develop these AI systems to improve their business. And they're going to make lots of mistakes. They're going to have lots of problems, lots of challenges. I can only imagine what this woman, you know, the sleepless nights as she rolls out new features. But they're doing that for their own benefit, but it's going to benefit small businesses, because everything they learn and do and perfect and whatnot, that'll be copied and, you know, and done by other startups and tech firms, and then, you know, turned around and sold to small businesses. So even companies like mine with 10 employees can do the same kind of customer service and research that a J.P. Morgan, you know, is going to do. It's going to take a few years, but thank you, J.P. Morgan, and thank you to all these large corporations. We know you're doing it for yourselves and your own shareholders. I get that. But once you iron out all the bugs and figure out how AI can really work well for your companies, you know, that stuff is going to trickle down to the rest of us, and we will only benefit because of the sort of pioneering that they're doing right now.
Your Medium column features polling of small businesses, and not only about the future, not only about technology, but also about artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And Gene, this is upside down from the presumption that small business would be conservative.
Yeah. Yes and no. Business owners themselves can be very, we can be cynical jerks when we want to be. But we are also glasses half full people. 86% of people in this Paychex study, the Paychex, the HR firm, they did a study of like 1,100 businesses. And these, you know, these businesses were like overwhelmingly excited and optimistic about the prospects of AI for their business. You know what was an interesting part of that study though, John? 18% viewed AI negatively. They were very concerned about it. Why? Because they were concerned that their competitors were going to use it first before them. So small businesses see it. They see that they're hungry to use it, which gets back to the whole J.P. Morgan thing, because they're going to do that. By the way, before I forget, back to Dallas, when I spoke to those retail construction people, John, you would be the AI technology. There's AI cameras now in these stores that are tracking buyers as they go around and watching their movements in case they take something from a shelf and put it into their pocket. It understands that and tracks them, gets facial recognition and their license plates. There are AI systems now where if somebody's trying on clothes, usually this is services at Neiman Marcus. You get in front of the AI mirror and it makes recommendations for you as to better outfits and accessories that go to the outfits based on your buying history and your body type. And then there's AI applications that are heat mapping stores as well, so that they can, retailers can better tell where, you know, customers are going, you know, what are the hot spots in the store, so they can focus product, you know, products in those areas. So that's just to give you a little taste of some of the AI stuff that I was sharing with that group in Dallas. It's very, very exciting stuff. And I know that your glass is half full about it as well. I just, you know, you and I are only we're at the tip of the iceberg. Future generations are going to really be seeing some exciting things with this stuff.
Thanks to your guidance, I've not only signed on to Claude, I've now signed on to Grok, which means that you have a dialogue, a verbal dialogue with Ara, who is the Grok representative. This is the Musk AI firm. And what I've learned is, once you engage Grok's Ara, you are not alone. You're never alone again if you leave it on.
Yeah.
She's eager to learn. So she will engage in dialogue with you to learn things. If she mishears something, she'll presume you have heartburn and start giving you remedies. So I note that is, the future is now, Gene, and it's getting organized. We are not only surveillance, but listening devices. I accidentally gave an order to you-know-who from Amazon. She has a female name. And you-know-who from Amazon wasn't listening as fast as Ara did, who interrupted and said, by the way, I can't play that music. Who can? And so I said, what? Who? Where? And when Gene called me on the Zoom, I didn't know who was talking to me at first. So I'm surrounded by listening robots and humans, and you can't tell the difference right away. So let's emphasize that this is a wonderful new landscape we're living in.
It is. And if I can also just add to that, that Google has got their Project Astra. I strongly recommend that you Google it or look it up on YouTube to see how they're developing, where devices can just understand where they're at and be able to tell you about it and talk to you about it based on just visually seeing where they're at. And then go to Boston Dynamics, go to their YouTube page to see their latest robots that are coming out. John, they are as human as humans can be. And what's happening is that the Google type AI technology and the Boston Dynamics robotics technology, and by the way, there's lots of companies that are doing this now, they're headed on a path to converge together. And we will soon, in the next 5 to 7 years, have robots that are sentient and very, very human-like. I think that's exciting, but at the same time, I realize there's some scary parts to that as well. But it's an exciting time that we are living in right now.
We hear talk from Washington of layoffs, but you've got an emphasis from the Wall Street Journal that every layoff in Washington is someone's gain. What kind of workers are they looking for, Gene?
Well, I'm actually working on a piece about profiting for businesses in the Trump economy, John. And one of the parts of profiting is profiting from federal layoffs. There's clearly, the way these layoffs are being done is very debatable, and there's clearly going to be a lot of collateral damage. People being laid off that probably shouldn't be laid off, or competent or good or whatever. It's inevitable. That's happening now. But you know what? I look at that as an opportunity for businesses, particularly small businesses. There are workers that are going to be losing their jobs, maybe with a buyout where they can put some money in savings and can take less compensation than they normally would require. And I think that a lot of small business owners, in fact, I know that small business owners, nonprofit executive directors, they're looking out there. They're starting to see some talent become available that they didn't have available before. And I think that it could be a potential silver lining for business owners and these employees because of these federal layoffs, more opportunities for them with small businesses. So I'm keeping an eye on that because I think that will be an opportunity.
And back to our theme of glass half full. You have a piece up at Medium that small business, admiring the uncertainty, admiring the chaos in Washington, is still bullish. So they're not closing their ears to what's going on. They just see a better landscape ahead. Is that all correct, Gene?
It is. It was actually for The Guardian that I wrote that piece, because I post everything on my Medium account. And it is a, it's trying to explain.
30 seconds, Gene. 30
sure.
Seconds.
Particularly to Guardian readers who tend to lean a little bit to the left, that many people were expecting this from the Trump administration, and it's a long term game. Business owners like his style. They want change. They understand there's going to be some pain, even a recession. But most of the business owners I talk to, and when I say more than half, they're expecting it, but they think it's for long-term advantage. So we will see how it plays out.
Gene Marks, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.